My name is Robert Neville. I'm a survivor living in New York City. I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies. If you are out there, if anyone is out there, I can provide food, I can provide shelter, I can provide security. If there's anybody out there, anybody, please, you are not alone.
Hello, Now Playing listeners. This is Arnie, co-host of Now Playing. And when I'm not podcasting reviewing movies, I'm often asked, Arnie, how do you keep your hair so luxurious and dandruff-free? Well, the answer is, I use Head & Shoulders every day. Head & Shoulders is the world's number one shampoo, but it's about more than just fighting dandruff. It provides great-looking, flake-free hair and a healthy scalp. No longer am I embarrassed as I have white flakes on the shoulders of my black shirt. Thanks to Head & Shoulders, I've got a way to fight back. Alright, I'm kidding. I am not here to advertise Head & Shoulders, but it's only because of donors and patrons that isn't an occurrence weekly on Now Playing Podcast. I listen to quite a few podcasts, and I can tell you that it frustrates me when I'm in the middle of a show and all of a sudden I'm listening to an ad for Audible or Dunkin' Donuts or something way out of left field like Always Incontinence Pads. And I like it even less when the advertisers are the podcasters themselves, pretending to be huge fans of Little Debbie Snack Cakes or Pepto-Bismol and Ivory Soap. And yet, that is a very real possibility because there are all of these podcast advertising companies that would more than happily have us stop in the middle of the show, break out from discussing a movie, and tell you that you're in good hands with Allstate. Personally, I hate that. In all the podcasts I've ever done, I've never endorsed a product I myself didn't actually use, and it's allowed me to be completely honest with my reviews of movies, TV shows, books, and more. For complete, honest, independent podcasting that's interruption-free, we went a different way with our podcast. We are 100% crowdfunded. Again, I've said this in the past, our model is like the old PBS pledge drives. I remember being a kid and watching Sesame Street and The Electric Company, and a couple times a year, between those shows, somebody would come up and discuss how they were having their pledge drive and how it's because of viewers that allowed them to not have commercials and be able to provide the educational programming that they do. Now, I'm not claiming Now Playing is anywhere near as educational as Sesame Street. We also don't get the large endowment from the government that public broadcasting gets. But what I am saying is that we love providing you with our movie reviews. We have a lot of fun doing it, and we love talking to you guys online. And it is only because of listeners and patrons like you that we're able to still do this as we approach our 1,000th episode. And I remember those ads with PBS. If you donated, you could get a coffee cup, or a tote bag, or a t-shirt. Well, we think you guys are pledging because you enjoy our movie review podcasts, and so what we give is bonus movie review podcasts based upon how much you pledge. In this donation drive, if you pledge $10 or more, you can get 5 bonus podcasts. $25 or more, you get 17 bonus podcasts. And if you really want to go that extra mile, $35 or more, and you get 20 bonus podcasts. And that's something else. If we broke in the middle of our show to tell you how great Prudential Insurance was, we'd also only be doing the shows once per week. We do our shows twice a week, almost every week, because of the thank you gifts that we make for our patrons and our donors. It enables us to cover a lot more movies than we ever had in the past and that we ever would through any other way. This week's show was a bonus review of the Will Smith 2007 film I Am Legend. Here's a clip from that show, and then I'll be back on the other side with no more fake ads for Toyota or HBO or Squarespace. I'll be telling you how you can support the show directly and hear all of these bonus podcasts.
And Compound 6, like, we just have the cure is right here in the beginning. Act 1, he has figured it out. It's called Compound 6. He gave a whole bunch of compounds to different rats in a cage, and one has lived. It appears that the pigmentation is returning and that it's less aggressive, and so he's just got to wait and see. He's got to put it into human trials.
And I think there is a wry sense of humor in this film, at least early on. Like when he's going through and he's like, 1, 2, 4, 7, 8. Like he goes through all these, no change, 2, 5, 3, 1, whatever. They're dead. Yeah, I'm noticing that he's skipping numbers when he's counting the ones still alive. I'm like, oh, those got to be the dead ones. And yep, they are.
Yeah, I think that there was an idea that they, again, because it's Will Smith, they back away from. But I do believe in certain shots, certainly when we see the photographs of all of the human hemocytes that he's worked on and killed, that we're to see that some of his experimentation is not ethical. Or at the very least, that this is some kind of holocaust he's performing, just willy-nilly sticking drugs into creatures and seeing if they live or die. We are to see that in unflattering ways. And certainly the hemocytes are going to see that in unflattering ways.
I just wish the movie was able to, dare I say, humanize its zombie monsters in a way where that would come across. Because I get it, but I think I get it more from the fact that this is my third time watching the story in so many weeks than I do from the version I'm seeing on screen. I don't think I really got that fully. I got that they were pissed at him, but I didn't get that he was a legend for being a monster himself without seeing the other ones for contextualization.
That's what I'm saying, because they take so long to get to these zombies. There's the why. Like, yeah, maybe because it's Will Smith, so they don't want to show him catching tons of them and doing experimentations, but that would have been helpful. Like, it ultimately comes down to because he kidnaps one, and that's why they're angry. Like, that's how it plays out in what we see, what's been edited together into a movie, because, yeah, Will Smith, Neville is never seen just attacking him, shooting at him randomly like Charlton Heston at the beginning of The Omega Man.
Yeah, we see that he has a map and he's crossing off building by building. He's going through them, but I think that they've changed it that he's only looking for supplies. Like he's just going through apartments. You know, we see him have this routine where Sam runs through the place to make sure nothing is there. Then he enters with the gun and then he'll collect whatever he needs, which I just have to laugh. Like he ends up taking the spam, but leaves Cher's Believe album behind. I'm like, Cher is a Warner Brothers music artist, and she is worse than spam. That is how she's promoted in this film. But if you're not going to have him shoot and fight people, like in this moment, this would have been a perfect opportunity to come across one and see him physically take them out. But they seem, and I take it to mean because it's Will Smith and not character actor, that they just don't want to portray him in that way. But I think it would be helpful. And I do think that in all versions of the novel and what's previously been told, we are to understand that Neville has, in going through this process, lost some of his humanity.
Yeah, and they'll try to sell that with the video store scene, with all these mannequins, bringing that back from the Charlton Heston version, unless that's in the book. But again, this is where we kind of get the Fresh Prince Will Smith, so I'm kind of going with it, where he's, you know, I want to see that crazy, because I got to figure 3 years by yourself doing this kind of stuff, yeah, you are going to go crazy. So the fact that he's scared to talk to one of the mannequins, it's a nice little scene.
I take it as a bit stir crazy, a little bit of insanity settling in, which is likely to happen with being completely alone in a place that had been so populated.
Yeah, I'm a private person and I spend a lot of time alone, but I talk to myself. And I do think that in the early scenes, that's all he's really doing. He hasn't had a psychotic break. He doesn't believe that Fred and Marge are real and are actually, there is one of the mannequins is like hitting on him or giving him the eye. Like that's all just to amuse himself. That's just a way of reminding himself through humor that he's human. I do think later it changes.
Yeah, later it's placed very different.
Here, I was half and half with it. I mean, I felt like he was talking to them and he had to have been the one to set them up. But I wasn't 100% sure, but yeah, later on when we see it, he's gone too far.
And there's a very good reason for that. Right now, he's still got his dog, and yeah, there's always someone living to be a companion to talk to. And we'll see in later dreams, he got that dog from his daughter. Like, it's a tie specifically to his family. He's still living in the house that they all occupied in. He has the pet that they had. And so there's still a connection to the life pre-virus. And yeah, sometimes it's just, yeah, you're working on your golf game. You're just like on the air carrier waiting for somebody to respond to your radio broadcast.
All I could think of when he was on the wing of that plane is, if you've ever flown and sat on a wing seat, you always see those areas that say no step. And they're usually around the edges. There are specific places on the wing where the technicians can and can't step. I'm like, is he in that no step area when he's playing golf? Is he going to fall?
I was just wondering how you replace a divot in a Blackbird.
But yeah, we're about halfway into this. I think we've explored all of the horror of just being alone and the comedy, all of what that means, what we haven't learned, what we're going to learn, because more deer are spotted and Sam is all too eager to bring home one for her master. She goes running off into a dark, unoccupied building, and Neville has to ask himself, do I even want to go in here? Am I willing to leave my dog behind because I don't want to face what's here? It's incredible buildup. I got to say, I'm really into this movie as he's winding through the dark.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised because my memory was I really didn't like this film, but so far I'm into it. And yeah, walking through this building in the dark, some good tension.
Yeah, I've actually had started to fade out from this movie a little bit, and this brings me back in. I was very worried for the dog, more so than Will Smith. I knew Will Smith was going to live.
And I remember the dog didn't live till the end, so when I'm seeing blood on the stairs, I'm like, ooh, did it leave the picture so early? But no, that's just the deer. Like, he'll find the deer carcass, and then I don't know what they're doing. It's like a circle jerk or something. When he actually sees the hemocytes, I'm like, holy, I don't know what's going on in the middle of that, but you need to run.
If you'd like to keep Now Playing going and get these bonus shows as a thank you from us, head to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. All the details are there, as is the schedule of all the reviews we're going to be putting out. This week, the I Am Legend trilogy ended, and pretty soon we're going to be doing Zombieland and Zombieland Double Tap, finishing up Silver Level. When we go to Gold Level, we're going to be doing more horror films, more serious horror films, with The Grudge. 12 movies between the Japanese originals and the 4 American films. That's right, in January, a remake of The Grudge is coming out, produced by Sam Raimi. And then at Platinum Level, we're doing the Rush Hour trilogy. That starts in January, so quite a bit away from Halloween. We thought we'd do a buddy cop film starting the same week as Will Smith and Martin Lawrence and Bad Boys for Life. The full schedule, all the details are there at nowplayingpodcast.com. If you've already pledged, if you've already donated, sincerely from the heart, thank you so much. You have no idea how appreciative all of us here are. Every name you hear in the credits, Brock, Jason, me, Heath, Steven, everyone behind the scenes and everyone on the mic relies on your support to keep the show going, and we thank you so much for it. Now, we'll be back on Tuesday with a review of this weekend's newest film, Joker. And we'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening.
We waited for you, Neville, so you could see this.
The end. The end of all you've done. You see, none of it was real. It was illusion. Your art, your science, it was all a nightmare. And now it's done. Finished.
My brethren, our task is nearly complete. He was the last of those who brought the punishment to us. We have cleansed and purged his world. Now we must build.
Your support helps keep Now Playing on the air.
Great show, held open for a third straight year.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Nothing happened the way it was supposed to happen. Nothing worked the way that it was supposed to work.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein.
And how many more of these will I have to make before they're all destroyed?
All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
Social de-evolution appears complete. Typical human behavior is now entirely absent.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
There's never a cop around when you need one.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2019, all rights reserved. And no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
The bad dream is over, friend Neville. Now we can sleep in peace.